We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
This is the third flood we've been through. We flooded here in 2001, we flooded here in 2006, and now this time, and we've never seen water like this.
If you need some help, hang something red out, plus call this number. Okay? Ready?
Some sounds from Fargo, North Dakota, where there has been massive flooding, loss of property, and a lot of people in some serious danger. We're joined to get a brief update on the flooding in North Dakota. Carlos Hernandez, I guess it is Charles too, Director of Districts and Congregations for LCMS World Relief and Human Care, joins us from Grand Forks, North Dakota for that brief update. Carlos, welcome back. What's going on there?
Well, just overwhelmed. I'm just overwhelmed. It reminds me, I guess a lot of places remind me of Katrina, but having never really been in this part of the world, I'm just overwhelmed with the number of rivers that are here. Not only the Red River, but the Red Lake River, the Reznor River, the Park River, the Goose River. I mean, just tons of rivers. And little towns up and down on both sides of the rivers in Minnesota and North Dakota. And so the area affected is widespread, and that's what I'm seeing. And the waters are high. You know, when we go out into the country, today I was with Pastor Bernie Setter of Grafton, North Dakota, Zion Lutheran Church, in his pickup truck. And it's the only way we could have gotten around some places in this big old pickup truck that he was driving. I was just overwhelmed with all the fields that are just, they're like lakes.
Well, now we only have about a minute here, Carlos. Could you, in a nutshell, express the need that these floods have created that our listeners can respond to? Only about a minute here, Carlos.
Well, we already going out to some of the members of the congregations. Tomorrow I'm going with Pastor David Lauer from East Grand Forks. But so far what we're identifying is pumps, generators. The cost of sand is not free. For the bags are free, but the sand isn't. So just a lot of, some necessary funds. You know, this can be a great expense, a personal expense for many of these folks. So through LCMS World Relief and Human Care and our domestic emergency grant, disaster grants, this is what we do, and this is what we need. We need to help these people in their time of need with some grants, with domestic grants for their pumps, their generators, the sandbags. So that's where we're at right now. Tomorrow may be another day.
Well, hopefully we can get another update from you about the flooding in North Dakota sometime very soon. Pastor Carlos Hernandez is Director of Districts and Congregations for LCMS World Relief. Folks, you can help support the victims of flooding in North Dakota by earmarking a gift to LCMS World Relief for North Dakota flood victims. Earmark that gift. You'll find a link to LCMS World Relief under the on-demand page at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or you can call 1-888-930-4438. 1-888-930-4438. Remember Pastor Matt Harrison and LCMS World Relief. Pastor Hernandez, thank you very much for being our guest.
You bet.
Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be talking about eternal punishment with Dr. Lewis Brighton. It is a reality. And I don't think it's a coincidence that more people believe in eternal punishment than believe in heaven. But it is a reality that we would have, as Christians, all men be able to avoid. The way has been made open by Jesus Christ and his sacrifice at the cross. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and he is salvation from that eternal punishment. and the eternal wrath of God. But we'll talk more about it with Dr. Lewis Brighton tomorrow on the program. In the meantime, remember those victims in North Dakota. These are people, these are your neighbors, even though they're way up there in the hinterlands of North America. They are your neighbors. Remember them. Keep them in your prayers. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. And thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.